Every Friday night, dozens of people here in Jinjiang come together at the Yun Tai bookstore with various activities such as interactive courses, games, parties, and book clubs are held to entertain visitors and help the locals learn English. Su Sheng is an Indian researcher with the Quanzhou Institute of Equipment Manufacturing with the Chinese Academy of Sciences in Jinjiang. Today, he's serving as a language teacher at an English corner at the bookstore. Su Sheng says he's been able to build strong bonds with the English corner crowd.
We are like friends. We are sharing the views with each other so that the local people, they can also interact, okay, what's going outside, you know, what's going around the China and all, how the people from the other country. So they are very, very curious. So the impression is really, really, very nice. And I found the city is amazing, the people are amazing, and very, you know, the friendly people.
Chen Lin is an official with the Jinjiang Municipal Government in charge of overseas Chinese affairs. Part of her work is to promote language learning programs in the city. Chen has organized a volunteer team consisting of young people from all professions in Jinjiang to help organize various education activities, including language training in local communities. Jinjiang is widely thought of as China's sneaker factory. However, municipal authorities are hoping to transform Jinjiang from a major base for sports equipment manufacturing into a city which has a reputation for all things sports. Chen Lin says one of the ways to do this is to promote language skills, including the launch of an ambitious learning project.
Actually, we're also promoting a language learning plan, which includes English, Mandarin, and the Southern Fujian dialect. Jinjiang is an open and inclusive city with multi cultures. We have a large number of newcomers in the city whose total number even surpassed that of indigenous people here. So we hope they could learn a bit more about the Fujian dialect, which helps them better understand the culture, as well as help them better blending with our surroundings. Meanwhile, those indigenous residents, especially those senior citizens, could have the opportunity to learn Mandarin.
Tai Pengcheng is a staff member with the local sports industry office and also serves as a volunteer at tonight's English Corner. He says helping out with the language training also helps him think outside the box.
On one hand, I could know more people through participating into such activities and make new friends and expand my social network. I talk with my new friends and get some inspiring ideas which help me to think outside the box and expand my vision on life.
Wu Weiping has become a regular at the English Corner since 2010. The 65-year-old says she likes the program, saying it helps keep her mind sharp.
After I finished high school, I quit my education and went to work in the countryside in 1960s. It's pity for me to have lost the good chance of education when I was young. But after my son went to college, I finally have had the time to pick up English learning and join with the students here. I also brought my friends here. I feel really happy to be part of this. And my son is now at Harvard University. If I could learn more about English, I could go to America to meet him on my own.
The English Corner in Jinjiang was first initiated by local English language enthusiasts and a number of Americans who lived in the city in 2010. Those attending the session say they hope that as the city becomes more open and international, the number of people who come to the English Corner will continue to rise. For CRI, this is Guo Yan.